Today we're going to be talking about the overcoming power of joyful praise. I hope to be able to teach you something today from God's Word about praising the Lord. I've got a lot to learn myself, and I hope that you'll also be open to what God's trying to teach us about praising Him. Now here we are on the seventh message out of eight on this series on worship. And contrary to what some people would like for you to believe, we're not speaking in tongues yet and jumping the pews and rolling in the aisles. Folks, I just want to assure you, some people think we're going down some pathway to Pentecostalism, and you need to read my lips. Absolutely not. We just want to focus on God and love Him and just recognize His presence with us Sunday after Sunday. Amen. What kind of church do we want this to be? We want this to be a happy church, a joyous church, a soul-winning church, a praying church, a worshiping church. A church when we gather Sunday after Sunday, the presence of the Lord is there, and we respond by worshiping and adoring Him. But I just want to assure you again, folks, I'm Baptist through and through. I told somebody I'm so Baptist that if we practice foot washing, I'd only buy my soap at the Baptist bookstore. So I want us to be a happy, soul-winning Baptist church. That's what we're doing. All right, today I want us to look at Isaiah 61. For many years, I had heard a chorus entitled, "Put on the Garment of Praise for the Spirit of Heaviness." And I didn't know it was in the Bible. But I discovered some years later that it's in the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion." Now notice three great exchanges that God promises. "To bestow on them, number one, a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Number two, the oil of gladness instead of mourning. And number three, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." When the Lord Jesus Christ began His ministry there in Nazareth, He preached in His home synagogue, and this is the text He used, Isaiah 61. And He said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst." Jesus said, "This is what I have come to do, to make a great exchange." A number of years ago, there was a contemporary Christian song by Wayne Watson, and in this song, he tells the story of an old man who stands on the street corner and he peddles salvation. And he calls out to people who pass by, "New lives for old, warm hearts for cold. Have I got a deal for you today? Come on, step right this way and get your new lives for old." And although in the song the townspeople think that man somewhat eccentric, the singer says, one time when that old man died, he stood there and took his place and said, "Here is the exchange that God offers, new lives for old." And that's what God says to you today. He says, "I want to give you an exchange." And that's what salvation is. When we come to Jesus Christ in faith, we exchange our sins for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Our sins are laid on credit against Jesus. He becomes sin for us, and God exchanges our sinfulness for His righteousness. That's a wonderful exchange. But then in the Christian life, there are other exchanges. Now, in this passage, there are three. I started out to preach on all three, but I realized before long I didn't have time to deal with all three of them. But if you want to do a devotion or preach a sermon sometime, look at verse 3. You can talk about the first exchange, how God gives us a crown of beauty instead of ashes. You could talk secondly of how God gives us the oil of gladness instead of mourning. And the third great exchange is the one I'd like for us to focus on today. He gives us a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Now, in this message today, I want us to learn something about praise, and I want you to think of it as a garment. Some of you have on coats, some of you have on a shirt or a dress. I want you to think of the fact that this morning when you got up, I think it's safe to say everybody in this room put on something different than what you slept in. you put on a garment. Now, you did that just simply by an act of your will. You walked into your closet or you looked in your dresser drawer and you got those clothes out and you put them on. And the Bible says that you can put on the garment of praise just like you put on your clothing. But oh, the garment of praise is so wonderful. What the Bible says is no longer do you have to wear that sackcloth of sorrow and suffering. You can take off those rags of regret and remorse, those dirty, dismal dressings of despair and discouragement and defeat and disappointment and even depression can be removed. Those old worn-out wrappings of worry can be set aside. And in their place, God says, I give you a beautiful garment of praise. Put it on instead. He says you can wear the garment of praise instead of a spirit, an attitude of despair, heaviness. Some of you today need to put on the garment of praise because you walked into this room today wearing a dressing of despair. I mean, you're discouraged. I realize every Lord's Day when I stand to preach, there are people present in this room and people watching on television and listening on radio who are in the very depths of despair. Some of you got up this morning and you had to take a drink before you could even cope with the day. That's how deeply in despair you are. This week, some of you heard someone you love say to you, I no longer love you. Or perhaps some of you this week heard the doctor come in and say, we've just gotten the results of the report. And there's a malignancy, or we've got to operate. And there perhaps are some of you this week that had fleeting thoughts of committing suicide, of just saying, stop the world, I just want to get off. And it's so easy for even God's people to sink into the depths of despair. And you see, friends, when I'm talking today about praise, I'm not talking about necessarily what we're doing here in this room. I'm talking about living a lifestyle of praise whereby you put on that garment day after day, hour after hour, and you replace that dressing of despair with a garment of praise. Now, I want to talk about that garment of praise just like you'd talk about any other article of clothing. Let's talk about it. Three questions I'd like to answer about this garment of praise that you and I can make the choice to wear. First of all, just what is the garment of praise? The Bible talks about it, but what is it? Let me give you three ways to describe it. Number one, it is a robe of recognition. It is a robe of recognition because when you put on the garment of praise, you're recognizing. You're recognizing, first of all, that God loves you and that God is responsible for every blessing in your life. I love that hymn that says, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. A person who wears the garment of praise is constantly recognizing God's good blessings. The Bible says in the book of James that every good gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights. The Bible says that every good thing that we have in our life has come from God. We sing the doxology that says, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Some people keep a list of all the wrongs in their lives, all the things that people have done against them, and they keep a list of things. Oh, I'm going to get that person for this. This is what I don't like. Oh, what a painful life it is to go through life only keeping a list of all the negatives. Whereas, on the other hand, there are some people who keep a list of all of God's blessings, and they recognize how many ways God has blessed them. Someone has said, the person who notices God's blessings will never be without a blessing to notice. There are some people, however, they only see the negative. You ask them how you're doing, and you better have 30 minutes to listen. Amen. Because they're going to name 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this is what I don't like, this is what's wrong. Whereas the Bible says when you put on the garment of praise, you'll be recognizing God's many blessings. Oh, folks, the fact that you're here today, that's a blessing. The fact that you have enough health to come into this room, that's a blessing. The fact that you have your family, your friends, the home that you have, the car that you're driving, the sanity that you possess, all of those come from God. And when you put on the robe of recognition, you'll start praising God for that. Well, number two, not only is it a robe of recognition, secondly, it is made of the fabric of faith. You could say it is a fabric of faith because the only way you can wear the garment of praise is by faith. Now, this is one of the biggest problems that Christians face. Too many Christians are living their life according to feelings rather than faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. God forgive us for believing things as we see them. Spiritual reality is not what you see. It is in the unseen. And if you live your life only doing what you feel like doing, you will very seldom wear the garment of praise. Let me tell you what I mean. Bible says, praise the Lord. Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice evermore. When some people hear that or read that, you know what they say? They say, well, Brother David, I will rejoice when I feel like rejoicing, but I just don't feel like rejoicing right now. Listen to me. How you feel has absolutely nothing to do with it, friend. You reach a new level of spiritual maturity when you start doing things God tells you to do, whether you feel like doing them or not. You just obey them because He tells you to obey them, whether you feel like it or not. By the way, friend, when you don't feel like praising the Lord, that's exactly the time you need to praise the Lord. Did you know that? I used to have a little placard on my desk that said this: praise the Lord when you don't feel like it. Keep on praising Him until you feel like it, and then praise the Lord because you feel like it. See, folks, that's the way it works. Don't live by feelings. Live by faith. The only way you can wear the garment of praise is to say, God, I believe You more than I believe circumstances, more than I believe what I see. In the Christian life, seeing is not believing. In the Christian life, believing is seeing. Did you know that? Listen, the same is true. You say, well, I would pray if I feel like praying. Folks, the time you don't feel like praying is the time you need to pray the most. You say, well, I would go out and knock on doors and visit people, but I don't feel like it. How you feel about it has nothing to do with it. You do it because God commands you to do it. You say, I'll love that person if I feel like loving him. No, you love him because the Bible tells you to do it. And so it is a fabric of faith. You've got to act by faith. When are we going to learn that in the Christian life, faith must lead feelings, not vice versa? The old Methodist evangelist Sam Jones said it like this. He said one day he was walking along and he saw a man leaning on his axe beside a big stack of firewood that needed to be split. And the man walked up to him and said, why aren't you splitting that firewood? And the man with the axe said, I am waiting until I start sweating, then I'm going to start chopping. And the man said, oh no, you start chopping and you'll start sweating. You see, folks, you start obeying God, then the feeling will tag along behind. I had a great joy this week to get to share the gospel with a fine young businessman. And we've been talking on several occasions, and this week was when he stepped over the line and he prayed and invited Jesus into his heart. And when he did that, he didn't hear bells or whistles, fireworks didn't go off, he didn't feel goosebumps up and down his spine. He just calmly accepted Jesus. And a few minutes later, he was talking on the phone to a friend of his because I told him to call his friend and tell this friend that he'd become a Christian. And on the phone, he said, I want you to know I've made that decision. I've accepted Christ as my Savior. And I don't know what the person said, but I think they must have said something like this: do you feel any different? And that man said, well, I didn't to start with, but right now it's like a ton of bricks has been lifted off my shoulder. You see, folks, it wasn't the feeling that saved him. But because he put faith in Jesus Christ, there was a feeling of release that followed it. Some of you are saying, I'll become a Christian when I feel like it. Oh no, you don't have to wait until you feel like it. Just come to Jesus. Can you learn that? That praising the Lord always operates from the fabric of faith, not feeling. It's a robe of recognition. It's made of the fabric of faith. And number three, it is a dress of declaration. A dress of declaration. It is something that must be declared. Look at what the Bible says in Psalms 147:1. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. But the Bible says the last part, if you look down under number 2, why should we put on the garment of praise, that box of scripture, the last part of it? It says, it is pleasant and praise is comely. Look down at the next one, Psalms 34:3, the next box. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Magnifying the Lord, that's something you declare. Exalting His name, that's what you declare. Look down at the next box on your outline. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my what? Mouth. It is something that you declare. Do you know what praise is? Praise is bragging on God. Just bragging on God. Don't you like to be bragged on? Choir, I want to brag on you a moment. You did a great job doing Celebrate Freedom. And that song that you sang this morning, it was wonderful. I tell you, I love to hear this choir praise the Lord. Doesn't that kind of make you feel good to hear that kind of bragging? Don't you like it when somebody comes up to you and says, you know, you're a wonderful teacher. You look so nice today. You're a wonderful person. We like that. Well, listen, God created us in His image. And there is something about the nature of God that He likes to be praised. He likes to be bragged on. That's why the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. There's a difference between feeling thankful and giving thanks. There's a difference between having an attitude of adoration in your heart and declaring it to the Lord, Lord, I love you. And that's the difference between praise and just feeling a feeling of adoration. You see, friends, there's one thing, listen to me, there's one thing that we can give God that He doesn't already have. You say, well, God has everything. What can we give Him? We can give Him our praise. You see, God has created cherubim and seraphim and angels, and they might not have a choice about it. They just automatically praise Him. But God created you with a free will. And there's one area of the universe where God has restricted His omnipotence, and it is your will. You are the one who chooses whether or not to accept Christ. He doesn't make you. He doesn't push a button and you're a robot and you fall down and get saved. You can choose. And you also can choose whether or not to praise Him. You can choose whether or not to put on that garment of praise. And that's why the Bible says God loves the praises of His people. He inhabits the praises of His people. It is a dress of declaration. That's what it is. Number two. The second question, why should we put on the garment of praise? Well, think of the garment of praise just like regular clothing that you've got on. Let me give you four reasons. Number one, to be covered. To be covered. Now, some women say, that's the only reason my husband wears clothes anyway, so he just won't be naked. He doesn't really care how he looks. Anything he can put on his body, just so he can cover it up. Well, now think with me for a moment. That is really the first reason why Adam and Eve wore clothes. To cover their shame, to cover their flesh. Now, here's the spiritual truth. When you put on the garment of praise, it covers your fleshly nature. When I say flesh in that sense, I'm not talking about your corpuscles, your tissue, muscles, skin. I'm talking about that sinful nature in you and in me, where Paul says, I know that in my flesh there dwells no good thing. When you put on the garment of praise, it covers it up. It hides it. You know what that means? You cannot be arrogant and praise God. That arrogance, that egotism is covered up. While there are some people who say, well, I'm not going to praise God. All the good things in my life I'm responsible for. I'm a self-made man and I worship my creator, self, me. I'm not going to worship God. You see, flesh is on display. And I want to tell you, friend, anytime a worshiper or anybody tries to draw attention to themselves, they're not covered. Their flesh is not covered. But when you put on the garment of praise and you begin to praise Him, that covers that shame, that flesh. Let me give you another reason. Not only to be covered, but secondly, to be comfortable. To be comfortable. Don't you wear clothes so because you want to stay warm on a cold day? And you wear clothes sometimes because they're soft on your skin and it feels better than just not having anything on your skin. And the Bible says that praise is that way. It's like a comfortable garment that you put on. Some of you have to go out into the world to work tomorrow and you live in a very cold, harsh, hostile environment at your job, where the name of Jesus is being taken in vain, God's name is being profaned every day, and you walk into that cold, hostile environment, and you just get spiritually chilled. My advice to you is to put on the garment of praise, and you will be warmed in the very coldest spiritual environment. Let me give you another reason. To be comely. C-O-M-E-L-Y. You say, what's that mean? It means to be beautiful, to be pretty. Look again at what Scripture says there. It says, praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. That just means it's pretty. Listen, friends, any old barn looks better with a paint of coat, amen? Put it on. Have you noticed that you look nicer when you put on nice clothes? You put on clothes and you look in the mirror and you say, hey, that looks good. It looks pretty. And when you put on praise, the Bible says it is beautiful. It is comely. And when you come before God with that garment of praise on, He says, that looks nice. That looks so pretty. Sometimes people say, well, I would come to church, but I don't have a thing to wear. Oh, yes, you do. The garment of praise. And the final thing here, why should you wear it? To be connected. To be connected. You say, what do you mean? Why do you think this choir is all they're all wearing the same outfit is because they're part of a group. And by wearing that, they're saying, I want to be connected with this group. I want to be connected with these other people. I am a part of the celebration choir, and I'm proud of it. That's why young people put on uniforms when they play softball, baseball, soccer. That's why cheerleaders all wear the same uniform. Why, maybe at work, you wear a uniform so you can be connected. You can tell to the people, this is who I am and this is what I do. And by what I wear, I show you to whom I belong. And that's why the Bible says we come together and we praise the Lord. And when you put on the garment of praise, you're connecting yourself with all those others that wear it. And so put it on. I encourage you to wear the garment of praise. Well, the third and final question, when should we put on the garment of praise? When should we wear it? What is appropriate? What is the correct dress code for wearing the garment of praise? Let me tell you some different times. Number one, when you're with other Christians. When you are with other Christians, that's a good time to put it on. Now see, that's what we wore this morning. You came in this morning and Mike said, let's begin to sing praises to the Lord. And some of you, by an act of your will, you put it on. You begin to praise the Lord. I want to say again, it is an act of your will. You choose to do it or you choose not to. Listen, your clothes in your closet, they don't jump off and hop on you. You must put it on. And so when you gather with other Christians, you make the choice whether or not to put on the garment of praise. And we do it here, 8:30, 11 o'clock, 6 o'clock on the Lord's Day. We gather with other Christians and we all put on our garment of praise and worship Him. But you don't have to be in a sanctuary to do it. Here about 10 days ago, we were down in Mexico on our mission trip. And we had worked all morning over in Nuevo Laredo. It was hot and dusty and the workers were tired. They had done a great job working with these precious Mexican children. We came back and had lunch. And after lunch, we have a time of devotion. There was about 40 of us there. Martha Adams, one of the dear ladies in our church, she got up to do the devotion. And everybody was tired and full of eating. You know the situation, moving kind of slow. And Martha said, let's just praise the Lord. Let's just worship Him. And we weren't in a sanctuary. And so we just all began to sing. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to you, to worship you, O my soul. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet song in your ear. And you know what happened that time? Different people in that room started putting on their garment of praise. And they began to worship the Lord in the midst of those other Christians. And I want to tell you, God's Spirit came there in a beautiful way. You don't have to be in a church service to do it. But let me tell you another time when you ought to put on the garment of praise, when it's appropriate. With your friends. With your friends. Now there are some of you who have many good Christian friends, and I want to encourage you that when you're gathered with your friends in a setting outside of church, go ahead and put on the garment of praise. And y'all praise the Lord together. You know, the sad truth of the matter is that there are groups of friends in every congregation, but when those friends get together, they may only play Uno or Scrabble or something like that, but they never really take time to pray and praise the Lord together. On the other hand, I know of a group of friends in this church who they were meeting together like once a month to eat a meal and to play cards and just have a good time. And they'd been doing that for years. And here a few months ago, one of them said, you know, when we get together, we know that we're Christians and we know that the Lord is here. Why don't we just spend some time in prayer and praise the Lord? And they did. They had a prayer meeting right there and they sang praises to the Lord. And they said, you know, it added a real dynamic to their friendship. So try that. Do it with your Christian friends. What about another time? What about with your family? With your family. Because family worship is even more important than congregational worship. You know, one of the greatest burdens of my heart, I don't mind opening myself up and telling you this, one of the greatest burdens of my heart is that my two daughters will grow up to be godly women. Now, I've taught them, I have spoken to them, and I've tried to share them, and I continue to give the gospel to them, but the greatest burden I carry is I want them to grow up to love Jesus. You know what I believe? I believe that lessons are not so much taught as they are caught. And when my family just is riding around in the car and we begin to sing praises to the Lord, it's not part of an organized devotion. That is teaching them something very strong about a life of praise. And I'm proud of the fact that it's hard for us to go anywhere without singing praises to the Lord, because that's just part of our family. And I want to encourage every daddy in this room, as the spiritual head of your home, praise the Lord with your family. Let your children see you praising the Lord. They will grow up praising the Lord. Because friends, I tell you, what profit is it if a man builds a great church or a big corporation and loses his family spiritually? You've lost it all. So praise the Lord with your family. Praise the Lord also on your job. On your job. Let people see you praising the Lord at work. They'll notice that something is different about you, and they'll ask you, what is the difference? I like what Charles Spurgeon had to say about this passage of Scripture, Isaiah 61, that great old English Baptist pastor. He talked about the garment of praise, and he wrote, "It should be the peasant's frock, the merchant's coat, the lady's dress, and the servant's gown. It is best for wear, for comfort, and for beauty, and it never gets out of fashion." The Bible says, whether you eat, whether you drink, whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Now, here you are in church today. People look at you and they say, well, you know, this person must be a Christian. They're in Green Acres Baptist Church on Sunday morning. What do they say about you at 11 o'clock on Monday morning? Can they see in your life something different? Are you dressing different by putting on a garment of praise even at your work? When I was working at an airport in Louisville, Kentucky, working my way through seminary, a lot of the guys there didn't know I was a preacher. Didn't even know I was a Christian. But it was just my nature to go around whistling, "How Great Thou Art," or singing, "My Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine." And I'll never forget, one old mechanic looked over the cowling of an engine of an airplane we were working on one time, and he said, "What's different about you? I want to know what's different about you." I hadn't passed out a tract to him. I hadn't given him a Bible. But he just knew that I was dressed differently because I praised the Lord. Try that. And finally, the best time to wear the garment of praise is when you are alone. When you are alone. Praise the Lord when you're all by yourself. I want to say again, friend, you know who you really are? You really are who you are when you're all by yourself. I mean, look yourself in the mirror tomorrow. Look yourself deep in the eyes. Don't just look at your face, ladies. Don't just look at your beard, men, when you shave. Look yourself deeply in the eyes and say, "Who am I really?" And you begin to praise the Lord privately, all by yourself. And then you'll be able to praise the Lord with your family. Then you'll be able to praise the Lord on your job with your friends. And then when you gather here with other of God's people on the Lord's Day, you'll be able to praise the Lord together. Friend, the choice is yours. God has said, "Here is your garment of praise. Put it on instead of the robe of despair." He's not going to force you. You choose whether or not to do it. It is a lifestyle. Now, I wouldn't use this picture of God. But the person who knew God more intimately than anybody else, the Lord Jesus Christ, said God's this way. He pictures God as an old father whose son has gone to a far country and rebelled. And when that son starts back to his father, Jesus said, "You want to know what God is like? I'll show you. God is the kind of father that when one of his wayward children take one step back toward him, God picked up his robes and he ran to meet that wayward son, threw his arms around his neck, kissed his cheek, and put a robe on his back." I think it's probably the garment of praise. And friend, I want to tell you, if you've wandered away from God today, if you take that one step back toward him, he will literally run to meet you and say, "Welcome back. Here's a garment of praise. Put it on." New lives for old. Warm hearts for cold. Have I got a deal for you today? Come on. Step right this way and get your new lives for old. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you give us that garment of praise. And then you leave it up to us to put it on. And Lord, I sincerely pray that someone today who walked in with a spirit of heaviness and despair would take that off and consciously put on the garment of praise and begin to praise you in every situation. Whether or not they feel like it, they'll just do it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.